I'm standing with Jeffrey Goldstein in the main gallery at Photo Center Northwest. He's a collector who owns the negatives of the photos that are on the walls. We're looking at a black and white picture taken by Vivian Meyer. It shows girls, young women, laughing and playing in the shallow waves of Lake Michigan near Chicago in the late 1960s. You can almost feel their joy as they splash each other in the hot sun.
And this is the North Shore, you know, with wealthy households and girls, have most things that they want, and they're having fun, and they have long hair and bikinis, and are splashing water. And here's Inger with just looking out towards the water. I'm not quite sure what she is looking at, and you just see her back, and she's the only one with a white bathing cap on.
Inger Raymond is a chubby little girl. She's about 6 or 7 years old, and Vivian Meyer was her nanny. In this picture, Inger is the only person with her back turned to the camera.
The lightest areas in the photograph are the clouds and Inger's cap, and she's almost like one of these clouds. You know, she's just sort of floating out there in the water by herself. And in this photo here, another beach scene, you see the dynamics, which are very interesting, of a woman, a mother, and you're looking through her legs, and she's holding a child, and you don't see the mother. Her face, and you don't see the child's face, but you do see Vivian Meyer's shadow, and it's obviously a hot, sunny day, and she has this big hat on, which she was known to wear.
So who is this man approaching in a fedora? Mm-hmm. And these people, they're in their bathing
Vivian
suits.
Meyer.
Yeah.
So whenever you see a shadow with a hat, that's Vivian's hat.
And her hat creeping into the frame shows how close Meyer got to people so she could take a picture. She thought nothing of standing just 3 feet away or even closer to take a photo of a stranger. She had to look down into her camera to frame her shot. She rarely asked her subjects if it was okay to photograph them. Meyer is usually compared to Deanne Arbus. It just took decades for us to see it. On Meyer's days off, as a nanny, she roamed the streets of Chicago, usually in some pretty rough neighborhoods, wearing that hat, men's Oxford shoes, and a trench coat. Dressed as a sort of spy, she snapped shots of people waiting for the bus, flowers that looked like they're embracing, a dog gazing out a car window at the clouds. Meyer took between 1 to 3 rolls of film a day over a span of 50 years.
I don't think people now understand how much courage it took to take a picture.
Richard Cahan is the co-author of the new coffee table photo book, Vivian Meyer Out of the Shadows. It covers some of her best work taken in the 1960s and 70s.
You were spending a dollar every time you took a picture. You had 12 shots in your camera, and then you have to reload your film. So every time you're clicking the shutter, you're really making a commitment.
Do you think she had any idea, because she had so many rolls of undeveloped film, do you think she had any idea of how accomplished she was?
I don't think anybody could have ever, foresaw this kind of success of a body of work. It's unimaginable.
Collector Jeffrey Goldstein.
I know a lot of famous artists. In fact, they come by and they visit, and they're incredulous. And they've been working hard for 40, 50 years, and they've never seen anything like this. Jim Nutt is one of them. Richard Hunt. Richard Hunt sells work, and I think in excess of $1 million. He's just amazed.
Richard Cahan says the one word people use to describe Meyer's work is honest.
Her work takes little moments of time, and it doesn't elevate the moments or diminish the moments. They are small stories of people who walk by her. There's no distortion. It's as if these people smack of realism.
And I think I'll disagree with Rich on radio here, that I think it does elevate the people, or the people that appear in the images. I think they are elevated. I think they become in some ways iconic.
I think that people are iconic just by their nature. And it's hard to capture that.
Meyer was intensely private. She even put a padlock on her bedroom door. She didn't have much of a personal life. Cahan says her Rolleiflex camera was her lover. She recorded her life with it. She even took pictures of the mundane, her taxes, letters, bills. She kept taking pictures up until the late 1990s. Eventually, Meyer fell on hard times, and one of the families she nannied for insisted on paying for her apartment. Her secret stash of negatives was discovered in 2007. But by the time the photography world realized there was this unknown genius, Vivian Meyer was already dead. The few people who did know her say she would hate all of the attention she's getting today. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.